A professional drummer from Bloomington Normal finds a new way to hear music after turning his career toward history.
It's making me more sensitive to blues lyrics, understanding blues history.
Andrew Blaze Thomas coming up on WGLT's Sound Ideas. Good afternoon, I'm John Norton. On today's All Music Show, you'll also visit with Chicago Farmer as he embarks on a milestone Midwest tour, starting with the Castle Theater tonight. And Bloomington-based rapper Darius is out with a new album, partially inspired by his mother.
My mom has always told me, you know, no matter what happens in life, whether it's music or not, always stay true to who you are.
His thoughts on falling in love, becoming a father, and dealing with detractors. Those stories follow a Bloomington Normal News update, which is just ahead. This is WGLT Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM and WGLT.org, part of the NPR network.
Support for WGLT comes from Bloomington Normal Audiology. Hear My Story continues with local patient Ryan Fuller and his mother, Stephanie.
I do not wear hearing aids during football. I rely on my teammates a lot, and I'm very thankful that they help me a lot.
It's really cool how the community rallies around it.
Ryan and Stephanie's full story can be found at bnaudiology.com.
From the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, this is WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas. Good afternoon, I'm John Norton. It's an all-music show today, and we'll start with a story of how a professional drummer became a historian and how he's bringing those two worlds together. Andrew Blaze Thomas from Bloomington Normal has played the drums with some big acts, Grammy nominee Billy Branch, Anna Popovic, and Mississippi Heat. His first touring gig was with Peoria native Bernard Allison. These days, Thomas is in a new rhythm. He's a graduate student at Illinois State University studying history. In this conversation with WGLT's Ryan Denham, Thomas says his big pivot began in 2020. With live music on pause due to COVID, he turned to social media to engage with fans. Then George Floyd was murdered.
That really gave me an awakening to my fan base and to a lot of people that I was entertaining. I was using my platform to talk about social justice, and I realized that a lot of my fans did not like that. I thought that they really, really, you know, cared about me and loved my music so much, but it turns out they were just tolerating my talent and tolerating me, you know, because they really, you know, enjoyed my talent. But I felt like they didn't really care about me personally. It's kind of like the old saying goes where they love my rhythm, but not my blues. So I understood that race is a topic that gets swept under the rug a lot in this country. Blues is a black historical music, and the majority of my fan base is white. So I didn't understand why so many of my fans, who I would assume love black people, can love the music so much but not care about black people at all. And they showed that on my social media pages and everything when I started to use my platform for support of George Floyd and his family, and Jeff Blake, who was shot in the back by police, and Ahmaud Arbery, and you know, so many others during that summer.
When you started to see reaction from some of your followers in social media who were not happy with the fact that you were talking about social justice and what was going on, how did you feel about that?
Well, the usual reaction is anger, and I felt that, but I knew that education would be the answer to quelling my frustrations, and I decided that, yeah, that if I can just educate myself on what I'm seeing, then I could better communicate to others what we are seeing. And I knew that, yeah, I need to just go back to school and read about this thing, you know, really study and get a proper understanding on why we have these conflicts with race in the United States.
Well, can you tell us about the thesis that you're working on?
It's called These Blues Are In Spite of You, Mr. Charlie, Oral History of Black Musicians on Matters of Race. So I decided to interview a few of my good friends in the music business, 10 black Chicago blues musicians, and I talked to them about race and our place in the music business. Blues is a black heritage music, but It's no secret that it has been commodified and the business is controlled by white people. White people are the majority of the award recipients, and they're the majority of the record label, lucrative record label contracts in blues, while black people are being marginalized and excluded from all these big time opportunities in blues music. It's the first research of its kind. There are no publications that are written from a black blues musician perspective, giving black musicians in Chicago a voice about race in the music business.
You said you want to pursue your PhD next.
Oh, yeah.
Where could that take you? Where do you want it to take you?
Well, my plan is to be a historian, and I also want to teach. I want to teach history. I want to teach black history. I think that there is not enough people that looks like me that are historians. I think that we need more black representation in education. I also believe that blues and blues history should be taught in our school systems. I think that blues history should be a part of our pedagogy.
And Andrew, you're also the chair now of the Bloomington Normal Black History Project, which has been around for, you know, over 40 years. What are you working on with that project?
Right now, I'm in the process of conducting oral histories of our black musicians that were had presence here in the town. And I'm talking to them and I'm writing an essay.
So who are some of the local black musicians that you've taken oral histories from?
Jack Waddell, he was definitely my favorite. He just had a concert over at Illinois State University about 2 weekends ago. He's an opera singer, and he really did groundbreaking work throughout Germany, New York. He was in Hair, Porgy and Bess. Also talked to the owner of Jazz Up Front. He's a really, really, really nice man. Chuck Tripp, his dad was he did a lot for the town as far as the Twin City Bloomington Community Center that was here in the 1940s and 50s.
Ever since you embarked on this path of being a historian, how do you think that's affected you as a musician?
It's making me more sensitive to blues lyrics, understanding blues history. Now I listen to the music a bit differently. I think I approach the music a bit differently. When I'm writing the music, I'm writing it in reference of my ancestors. So I think the more history I know of black heritage, the more I'm able to connect with the music of my ancestors.
Can you think of a song that you listen to differently now, maybe resonate in a different way than they did before?
I listen to Damn Right I Got the Blues a little differently now. You know, I've always taken that song for granted because I've seen Buddy perform at his club so many times. And I've had the pleasure of playing with Buddy Guy, you know, sharing the stage with him many, many times at his club. So, I've played that song with him before. But now that I know the history of Cobra Records, the fact that there were just Cobra Records was ephemeral. Chicago blues label, and it was just only in existence for 5 years in the late 1950s. From about 1955 to about 1959, 1960, the record label was over with, and you know, they put out major artists. So just understanding Buddy Guy's history, to understand that he came up from the South during the Great Migration, every time I listen to his music, you know, it really, now that I understand the history and his history, it makes me appreciate it a lot more.
That's professional drummer and ISU history graduate student Andrew Blaze Thomas speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. You're damn right I got the blues, from my head down to my shoes. This is WGLT's Sound Ideas and an all-music show today on a Friday. Chicago Farmer and the Field Notes kick off their 20th anniversary Midwest tour this week. The band makes a quick stop home for a set at the Castle Theater tonight. Before heading out on the road, frontman Cody Dekoff stopped by our studios to chat with WGLT's Lauren Warnicki.
Cody Dekoff settled on the dichotomous musical moniker of Chicago Farmer a couple decades ago, and he has stuck with it. The Delavan native now calls Bloomington home, but he's spent most of his career on American highways as a traveling troubadour. Chicago Farmer and his band The Field Notes celebrate 20 years of music making with a set at the Castle Theater on Friday night. Dekoff says he feels the gravitational pull of both the city and the country.
Whenever I was living in Chicago, I really longed for the gravel roads of my small town and, you know, for it to know everybody. And then I would get back there and I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go back and get back into the thick of things in the city. So I fell in love with them both. Central Illinois just felt like more of my home. And now I'm in Bloomington, which has kind of best of both worlds. It's like not too small, it's not too big.
As someone who, again, is kind of relatively new to this area, I was intrigued to find this sound that now to me feels quintessentially a Central Illinois sound. That's like a little bit of rock, a little bit of Americana, a lot of folk, a little bit of country.
I could settle down and be doing fine till I hear that old freight rolling down the line.
Then but there is this tone that feels like it has been pioneered by your generation. Do you subscribe to that idea? I know John Prine is a big influence of yours, so you know, do you feel like this is a sound? Do you agree with me that this is a sound in Central Illinois?
Absolutely. I mean, it all started with like folk music for me, and that's just pretty much expressing your surroundings, not only the people but also the environment. And it definitely does have a vibe and a sound, I think, of our area. And if we're putting that out, I guess we're doing our jobs. To be writing about the people right here in Central Illinois and the landscapes. And I mentioned the Mackinac River, which, you know, isn't as popular or as massive as some other rivers that we know around this area. But it's the river that I know and I grew up on. And so it's part of home. So it becomes part of the music.
And there are pros and cons to the path that you choose as a musician. And,
sure.
So I would love to hear a kind of hot take reflection of where that journey has taken you and how you've defined success over the years.
Sure. I've stayed here just because it is home, and I love how I can get to just about anywhere in a few hours here in Central Illinois. It's also way more affordable than living in Chicago for myself, who's a musician, and my wife, who's an online teacher. So if we lived in Chicago, we wouldn't see each other very much. But there's been like a pull to Nashville and everything. I just never did it. But after 20 years, I've been able to travel all over from Alaska to Key West and everywhere in between. And I'm still doing it, and more people keep coming, you know. It's been a slow burn, that's
right.
For sure. 20 years, I think they call that Midwest stubborn, to keep up at something that long that, you know, isn't easy to do. But I'm still doing it, I'm still here, I'm still kicking, so we decided we would celebrate that.
So what are we going to hear on the 17th? I know you're bringing your band.
Yeah.
And are we going to hear old stuff, new stuff, a little bit of everything?
I love and very happy to announce that we have lots of new material in the works, which is great. That's kind of one of the reasons why I started a band, because I was folk singing solo troubadour and for like 16 years. I'm like, I want to mix this up a little bit. And I found a great band to do that. And so the sound has definitely evolved just in the last 4 or 5 years. And we have new material that's really exciting. And our shows have really gotten tight and top-notch. And so it's going to be a celebration. It's not going to be where, you know, sit down and listen to Chicago Farmer tell you about his stories and feelings. We're going to dance and party and groove and have a good time. It is St. Patrick's Day, after all. So it's going to be a high-energy show for sure.
Great. Well, I hope we're not going to lose all of the low energy, depressing.
Oh no. Oh no, we'll have those. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me here tonight, Jay. Coming alone wouldn't have been quite the same. 'cause it's been so long since we've been here, ever since you
Chicago left Farmer and the Field Notes play tomorrow night at the Castle Theater. Tickets are $20 online or at the door. I'm Lauren Warnicke.
The Wisconsin band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades opens for Chicago Farmer tonight at the Castle Theater. Doors open at 7 p.m.
Support for arts and culture programming on WGLT comes from PNC Financial Services. We're focusing on giving back as part of an ongoing commitment to the community PNC serves.
It's an all-music show on WGLT Sound Ideas Today. Thanks for listening. I'm John Norton. The new album from Darius, called Perception, continues the idea of music as therapy he's used on previous releases. The Bloomington-based rapper fleshes out thoughts on falling in love, becoming a father, and dealing with detractors. It's all in the album. I spoke with Darius this week about his new album, which is out March 23rd. He started with the title track, which he says came from a conversation with his mother.
The chorus, "Be true to yourself, be true to myself." My mom has always told me, you know, no matter what happens in life, whether it's music or not, always stay true to who you are. And so it's easy for us to, you know, follow the next trend and follow other people or do this because it's popular. You lose yourself in that. And we see people do it all the time, whether it's celebrities. We see athletes do it. We see activists that end up, you know, going down certain routes. And then it's like you lose yourself along the way and you get to the end of the road. The only thing that you are now, you're a product of what you try to be. So now you're at the very bottom because you didn't stay true to yourself. So now you're the remains of what you try to be. That's how I look at it personally.
How difficult is it to figure out who you are and to be true to who you are?
I understand who I am by understanding the person that created me, right? So more so like a God thing. When I understand who God is, that's when I understand who I am, right? And that allows me to stay within my lane and not get outside of that lane. When I understand who God is and why he made me, it's like, okay, so you didn't make me to be like everyone else. You made me to be different. Who am I to try to be the same as everyone else? I was not meant that way.
Yeah.
Once I realize who he is, I realize who I am.
It's no longer flesh and spiritual battle. My spirit obsessed to do good, make a demon upset to know better. It's a hell of a test. Look, today you choose a decision of who is who, and God's clear, but the devil confused. To know yourself is the knowledge you use. The outcome is a permanent
stay
view.
True to yourself.
Yeah.
True to yourself.
Stay true to myself. Look.
No. Listen, stay true to yourself. True to yourself.
Okay, stay true to myself.
Bad Guy is another song on the album. A really catchy song.
No, yeah, 100%.
Well, right?
Thank you.
You can sing along with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the bad guy. Tell them all what I've been like. Because I tell the whole story if I hear lies. Bad guy, really good, but it's minimized.
It has a thread that people are critical of you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're jealous, maybe they're whatever of you.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a thread that runs through a lot of this album as well as the last album.
Yeah. Since I've came into music, I faced a lot of that. You know, people being jealous of me because of my success. And not just music, but just in life. Like, people being jealous of success I have in life, jealous of success I have on music. I've had different situations of, like, people lying about stuff that I did. And it's like, you're painting me as a bad guy. Why is that? Is it because of your jealousy? Is it because you don't like just the person that I am? Or is it because of you wanting to glorify yourself in spreading like that lie or whatever? Like, the chorus is, bad guy, tell them all what I've been like, because I'll tell the whole story. I look at it as whoever is going to paint me as a bad guy, you're going to tell the story from just your side. Which I said in the lyrics, I said,
really good, but it's minimized. We ain't crazy, but it's no surprise. I'm the bad guy. When I know you's a dude, lie. They told a story, but it's one side. Sound like a cosign. Tell a lie when
that's a real thing, because it's like, yo, you're going to tell the story from just your side, but let me tell it from both sides now. Because if we explain everything that happens, whatever you try to paint, that's going to get washed away.
Michael Jordan is famous for using that as motivation.
No, 100%.
Is it similar with you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
I tell my wife all the time, like, I almost have like a Michael Jordan like type of headspace when it comes to music at times, because sometimes I'll let that fuel me to make even better music or even to go harder with what I'm doing. You know, it's like, okay, you said I was this, this, and that. All right, cool. Since that's how you feel, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you, because, like, even with my music thing, right, I remember when people didn't believe in me. This is you letting them know, not to be egotistical or nothing, but this is to let them know, like, yo, you were wrong about what you said. You said I couldn't do X, Y, Z. You're right. I can't just do X, Y, Z. I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I did everything that you said I could not do.
What I've been like, cause I tell the whole story if I hear lies. Bad guy, really good, but it's minimized. Went crazy, but it's no surprise. I'm the bad guy.
The voice you're hearing is Darius. The new album is called Perception, and this is WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas. I want to go to another song on the album. You name check, Reality Check.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about that. Act Right is, I'm taking this as a love song, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's a love song.
And you got some news since last time we talked.
Yeah, so I have a wife now, and I have a son on the way, so baby KJ. His middle name is, he's going to be a Darius too, you know, like his father, but we're going to name him KJ, you know, King. This is going to be his middle name. So that's a song that I wrote about my wife.
She gon' make me feel so good that I don't act right. She call me daddy cause she say that's what I act like. She showed me angles.
I was just feeling in the mood. I was like, you know, I don't have a lot of like love songs or anything like that. I'm like, you know what? I want to be very diverse as an artist. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write a song about my wife. And I want to just see how it turns out. I wrote it and she was like, that's fire. I love it. And she fell in love with it and was like, you should really put that out. I was like, I got you. So
it's always nice when the subject of a love song loves that love song, right?
Right. No, but it gives it more fuel, definitely.
She called me daddy because she said that's what I act like. She showed me angles just to see that's what that back's like. She give me love when it don't seem like I can act right. She gonna make me feel
Darius,
so good.
The new album is Perception. Great to catch up with you again.
I know. No, 100%.
Before you go, though, 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
What are you most proud of on this brand new album?
Same with the last project, the vulnerability.
Really?
That's what it comes down to, because this project has another Easter egg in it, and it's going to tease my next project, which is Note to Self. So that vulnerability I talked about in the last verse, it's going to let people know about the next project that I have coming up.
Fantastic. Great album.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations.
You, thank you.
That's Bloomington-based Darius. His new album, Perception, drops March 23rd. He'll perform at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington March 25th. You can also hear Darius's music on WGLT's Highway 309. Our eclectic music format is available 24/7 at WGLT.org and weekends on 89.1 FM. And that's Sound Ideas today. WGLT's news magazine is made possible in part by Bloomington Normal Audiology. I'm John Norton with story help today from WGLT's Lauren Warnicki and Ryan Denham. The show is produced by Samantha Hill. This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media, part of the NPR network.